Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, last week we gave you some shopping ideas for holiday gifts. This week we'd like to continue the pattern and have some suggestions for bubbly wines for New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one thing that you and I have said forever is that New Year's Eve, with some exceptions, is actually not the time to go out and buy really expensive wines because you're probably not going to pay that much attention. So I'm going to stay focused on what I consider to be good wines for very good values to start, and then we'll dive into some of the high-end.
Okay, that sounds good.
So a wine that you mentioned recently that I'm going to bring up again is from Tenuta Santa Ana, which is their Prosecco, which is a non-vintage. It's a $17 or $18 bottle. I found this when I tasted it to be not quite as dry as you thought, so I think it may be context when we were tasting it, but the flavors of peach and pear and sort of stone fruits come flying through. I thought this was a terrific bottle for that price point. Now, if you're looking for value in sparkling wines, you really have to, you have no further to go than the Cava area in Spain. And the original Cava producer is Codonieu. And they can you can get either the Anna Brut or the Anna Rosé, which is a nice little pink version of it, for between $13 and $15 a bottle. They will be good, they will be very reasonable, and they are wines that you don't need to get overly pretentious about. Had another really interesting one. It's from a producer called Clara C.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Fiore Rosé, which is their sort of pink wine, $18. This was terrific. Nice sparkler, flavors of peach and subtle berry, just a little bit off dry. Fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
People like a pink sparkling wine. It's a great bargain.
It's a great bargain. Now, here's another phenomenal bargain. And this is a producer from, of all places, New Mexico. It's Gruet, G-R-U-E-T. I tried two. I tried their Brut, which is a blend of 75% Chardonnay, 25% Pinot Noir. And then I had their Blanc du Noir, which is 75% Pinot and 25% Chardonnay. They're both terrific. They both sell for $18. The regular Brut is going to be a little on the drier side. The Blanc du Noir, not surprisingly, is going to have a little more sort of buried subtlety in the cuvée. But at $18 a bottle, these are terrific.
Yeah.
Now, you got to go to the real deal sometimes.
Yes, you do.
And I tried a new one that I'd never had before. It's called Le Gras and Haas. It's a non-vintage Brut. This is what they label tradition. Sells for about $36, which is actually pretty good for real champagne these days. This is a wow. Citrus and toast with a little hint of nuts. Elegant and sleek. This was a beautiful package. The bubbles were just so fine and kept coming up. It was a terrific bottle of real champagne. I liked it a lot.
Save it for a quiet moment.
Absolutely. And if you want to take it up even a slight other notch, then you go to André Jacquard. This was their Blanc de Blanc, which means it's going to be 100% Chardonnay. The Premier Cru, this one's about $50. Green apple, pear, notes of toast, terrific minerality, elegant, stylish, brilliantly put together. So those either of those last two real champagnes are going to be winners. If you want to do something and dial it up again with your dinner party,
that's
not necessarily
right.
with a party.
Now, we're going to put these on the website at WYPR.org. Look under Seller Notes. And what you can do is look up the recommendations, print it up, and go shopping. It's a lot of fun.
Perfect.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.